Finn and I picked up the pace and reached Bounce. After about 4 blocks, we were at the Red Goat Pub. The 4 people within looked over at us and welcoming as we decided on a place to sit. A curving mahogany bar looked like it had propped patrons up for centuries. After ordering, Bounce and Finn looked casually around the restaurant, trying not to let their gaze fall on me for too long. If I'd been in a better mood, I may have joked with them about it, but the silence was peaceful. They were still concerned about me. It would be a good idea to laugh off the last couple of days, but I didn't have the energy for anything other than small talk. In looking at them and considering my circumstances, I couldn't see how just small talk would be possible. "So are you enjoying your vacation so far?" Bounce asked with a smile. It was perfect. We laughed together and talked more about Finn's appearance in my house, and I shared my dismissal from the hotel, and they both communicated that Bunderson sounded like an ass. It was easy to share with them, and it began to feel natural, like we're the old friends they claimed we were. It had turned dark outside, and the after-work crowd had begun floating in. 2 of the men that had been at the bar when we arrived were still drinking and paying us more and more attention. After a particularly suggestive stare from the larger of the 2, I tried to keep from looking at them, but they were in my line of sight whenever I spoke to Bounce. As I was telling her about threatening Finn with a poker, the bigger one came over to the table. "Good evening, friends. Might I ask the name of this fair lady?" He came close to me and put his large, hot hands on my shoulders. I could smell the whiskey on his breath. I looked up at him and smiled nervously, trying to decide on the proper response. Awkward come-ons from shabby men were not my specialty. "The lady was just in the middle of telling a story. Please let her be." Finn smiled to our interrupter, sitting up in his chair. His Irish accent was more pronounced, whether from the pints or the threat in his voice. "Oh, well now, do forgive me. Tell me, do I detect a hint of Irish in you, boy?" "Irish, to be sure, amongst other things. Very little patience, however." The warmth of Finn's smile didn't reach his eyes. "Ah, a mongrel in our midst." He spoke louder, calling attention to himself as he glanced around the bar. He assessed Bounce more closely. "How lucky for this fine woman to have such colorful company." I heard the screeching of wood on wood and felt a rush of air blow past my back. The next thing I knew, the shabby man was flat on the ground, with Finn crouched between him and his other friend who hadn't moved from the bar. Every muscle in Finn's taut body looked flexed and ready. I'd never even seen him throw a punch. He looked around, waiting for a sign of opposition. Once it was clear there was none, he stood up straight and spoke quietly to the waiter. 2 gentlemen came and helped the man up, escorting him out of the bar. The friend went back to his ale. Finn sat down and returned to his drink. Bounce continued to pick at her chips as if nothing had happened. Nobody else around us seemed disturbed either. Wow, are you okay? I leaned over Finn's hand to make sure it wasn't hurt. Are you kidding me, Evie? That man's a bloated cream puff. Finn laughed off my concern, but allowed me to hold onto his hand as long as it held interest for me. How did you even hit him? I mean, you move so fast. He just shook his head and took another sip of his beer, winking at me over the brim. Well, thanks, I guess. Bounce was looking at me like she was enjoying a private joke. What? I asked curiously. She smiled wider and responded, "Evelyn, I know you don't remember, but back then you would have been surprised that Finn let the man live." Bounce laughed and hit Finn on the back. Finn shook his head to let me know she was only kidding. I wondered. Finn took care of the bill despite my protest, and we walked slowly back in the direction of the hotel. Bounce turned to me unexpectedly, announcing she'd reached her stop. "Listen, take my card, call me tomorrow, and we'll get some breakfast whenever you wake up. Finn, I'll see you later. Thanks for the chivalry." She hugged us both goodnight and bounded down the stairs of the underground. I looked down at her card. It was the same as the others, with the name Brenda Baker. "Well, that was abrupt." I looked at Finn and smiled. Yes, she's swift. Watch out for her. He must have been joking, as she was the last of them I could ever picture as dangerous. He smiled, letting me know he wasn't being completely serious. She's gifted, though. Smart and much stronger than she looks. She's very close to Ari. It doesn't show, but she's having a hard time with what he did. We all are. We kept walking, not really feeling the need to keep up conversation. At the corner, a large figure stepped out in front of us. Stop right there, you Irish bastard. Slowly, I made out the figure of the man from the bar that Finn had hit earlier. Finn came to a halt, instinctively pulling me behind him. Finn smiled, trying to disarm him with his natural charm, still holding onto my wrist to keep me close. Ah, look, let's call it a night. We've both had a few. The large man yelled to another man that was coming up behind us. Jimmy, this is the guy I was telling you about. Jumped me when I wasn't looking. They smiled to each other with confidence as they closed the distance between them. Evelyn, go back to the hotel. I'll handle this. Finn gently pushed me, but I couldn't move. There are two of them. I'm not leaving you alone, I whispered, grasping him tighter. Finn turned to me, looking very serious. Go now. I'll be less effective if I have to defend us both. Finn pushed me again. Still unsure, I stepped away, searching for anyone in uniform that could help us. Finn tried to talk the men down, but they began circling him. The man from the bar rushed him, slamming Finn into the side of a parked van. Finn twisted out of the hold. Jimmy swung but missed, connecting with Finn by inches, thanks to Finn's quick reflexes. Finn landed a blow to his face, knocking him back several paces. The first man managed to grab Finn by the arms, holding him from behind as he struggled. Jimmy shook off the hit and approached them, wielding his fists in a menacing way. After some taunting of Finn, Jimmy hit him hard in the stomach. I watched Finn double over as much as the other man's hold on him would allow. Without thinking first, I ran back toward them. With no other good ideas, I reached inside my purse for my only line of defense. I blew my white bristle keychain repeatedly with all my might. Finn's attackers lost their focus and searched for the source of the sound, probably thinking I was a cop. Finn took advantage of the distraction and headbutted the man holding him so hard that he dropped his grip. With three more punches, both of his attackers were laying on the sidewalk unconscious. Finn, are you all right? I ran to him, panting from exertion and fear. He took my hand and started us briskly walking toward the hotel. He didn't show any signs of damage except some redness at the neck and slight favoring of his midsection. I'll mend. You should have listened to me. However, I'm man enough to appreciate a woman willing to step into a street fight. A look of admiration lit up his face. Shortly, we arrived at the hotel. Are you sure you're going to be okay? That looked like an unbelievably hard hit. Of course, just some bruising is all. Without thinking, I pulled his shirt up to have a look. There was no sign of any damage yet, but he stood perfectly still, letting me examine him fully. Satisfied, I pulled his shirt back down, smoothing it lightly over his stomach. Well, it's still early. Do you want to come up for a minute? I didn't really want to be alone with my thoughts so soon, and I was still trying to shake off the fight. I do, but perhaps it's best if I don't. He stepped closer to me to say goodnight, taking one of my hands in his own. Oh, sure, you're probably tired. I nodded several times to make the point that I understood. I hoped the tone of my voice didn't give away any disappointment. His company was calming to me. In a city I barely remembered, surrounded by people I didn't, it was like he was my only friend in the world.